You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth, on the phone with a guest today from the Boniface Arts Center, Executive Director and Special Projects, Sue Roll, talking about what's happening coming up this fall 2020 as we are continuing to do some different things in terms of arts, events, exhibits, and education, but keeping that mission alive. Welcome to the phone line, Sue.
Thanks so much, Kurt.
So fall is rapidly approaching, and I'm seeing leaves changing in the air. A lot of people are going back to school, whether virtually or hybrid, what have you. And we're still continuing to monitor how things are going with this pandemic. But as I said, the mission remains at the Boniface Arts Center to, you know, keep the arts and culture scene alive in the Upper Great Lakes region with events and exhibits and, of course, education classes as well. So first off, talking about events coming up, I see that there is a little bit of an event about the back roads of Michigan, describing some of those off-the-beaten-path locations around the UP. What can you tell us about that?
Well, it's led by a guy named Ron Rademacher. Ron is outgoing. He is a natural storyteller, and he has some really good insights into some Upper Peninsula great places to visit. We tried to offer this in May, but the pandemic had that shut down. So we're offering this both virtually, online, as well as in our studio. So I encourage folks to do it. I've had a couple of visitors from downstate come up and listen to his podcast and decide on going some places. They raved about it. Great descriptions. He has a lot of easy access locations and not always front and center that you would think about first. So I encourage folks to come see this. Some great visual images and some good stories.
And the good thing about this, too, is that unlike a trip that I took with my family over the summer, you won't most likely get stuck on a two-track trail trying to find some of these locations. So you can join this virtually or, find some of those locations in a safe way too. So Michigan Backroads presentation, Thursday, September 10th, starting at 6. Well, along with that, there's always something interesting to see in the art world at the Boniface. And speaking of going off the beaten path and maybe running into some wildlife, I see the wildlife exhibit starts September 24th.
Yes, it does. We're excited about it because it's so Upper. I mean, artists move here because of the nature and the natural surroundings and the wildlife. And this is UP artists and their interpretations of the wildlife they see and encounter. We're really excited. We have some donated pieces from or borrowed pieces from the Robert Schmaling collection, which are Dietmar Krumries. A lot of originals. We just got in today a beautiful cougar print or original painting that Dietmar did. He did remarkably realistic paintings. He's from the Manistique area, passed away several years ago, but I think of him as kind of like the Audubon of the UP in terms of his detail and accuracy and artistry. So I'd encourage people to come to the exhibit. Kids can grab a pair of binoculars that we have here and look for some birds. And so it'll be an interactive and fun exhibit.
Very cool. See some of the wildlife of the UP and learn more about the animals and life in our area. That's always a good thing to learn about as we live in the Upper Peninsula and the northeastern Wisconsin area. And speaking of learning, that's also kind of a hot ticket item as we are returning to school for students of all ages and kind of getting into this new flow of how we learn and how we're going to partake in these events. And I'm seeing that we have some art lessons coming up for children, K through 8th grade, and also that we have lessons that are available on demand. That's wonderful.
Yeah, we're kind of getting our act together around this pandemic and being able to do education virtually. We heard the word essential a lot with this pandemic, and these are basic art lessons for kids who are in grades K through 8. They are on demand, and the former art teacher, Betty Nyberg, talks people through each lesson. Her grandson is there so that you kind of see how someone else might do things or the typical things that go on. But that's a really great way for parents who want their kids to have a little more exposure to art or who have an art passion to experience it.
That's so good. That's wonderful. And a great way for students to keep themselves entertained and busy and learning about those pieces of art. First lesson for that is available September 14th. Now, you mentioned the word essential, and something maybe for adults or maybe for children as well. An essential part of being at home is maybe learning how to bake more. And I can't tell you how many pictures and Instagram photos I've seen of people who are learning how to make bread at this time. So I'm seeing this next event, Bake and Be Happy, Making Crostini with Mike Berg, becoming very essential for this fall.
Yeah, Mike is a great baker. He does remarkable breads. And crostini is a new version. It's an Italian classic and toppings. And so we are doing that in the studio and through Zoom. At home, you can come in. If you're doing it at home, you can come in if you want that day and pick up some fresh crostini. And then when you're in the Zoom session with Mike, as he's doing toppings on his crostini, you can do toppings on yours. So we're trying to make it a little more interactive and so people can connect better. But I talk to my baking friends and talk about therapy at home. this Bake and Be Happy thing is a great title for it. And if people like, some easy stuff and fun things, this Making Crostini with Mike Berg would be a really great way to spend a few hours.
Nice. Happiness in the kitchen is definitely a good thing, and finding happiness right now is very important. Now, for the people that necessarily maybe don't want to make bread right now, but they want something creative to do, and maybe if they're interested in what the children are up to in the art world, they'll also have an opportunity to learn some fundamentals in terms of drawing and painting, too.
Yes. Every year or two, we get increased requests for, we just want some basics. Show us just some fundamentals. I'm not a great artist, but I'm interested in being better. You know, what can I do? And so we have Marlene Wood, who's an artist from the Marquette area. She'll be here and doing in studio with all the appropriate social distancing and masking going on. Fundamentals of drawing and painting. That starts on Tuesday, September 29th. But it's basics. It's about how to see things and visualize things, how to render that on paper. Kind of work within your own style, but this is definitely a back to basics kind of thing. And she's also doing an open studio for oil painting and pastel chalks. The open studio is a chance to learn something, but she's going to let you kind of pick what you want to paint. She'll have options for you, but you can also come in with your own ideas. So it's a kind of a cross between maybe a class and a coaching session. So again, one is drawing and painting, and then the other is more of an oil painting and pastel chalks. So two different mediums, a great artist who's really personable and a good teacher.
Wonderful. Marlene's going to be busy, but I think in a really good way, and helping others stay busy during these times with some fundamentals of art, drawing and painting, and oil painting and pastel chalk as well. All of those events starting Tuesday, September 29th. Now, there is one more thing on our list here in terms of creativity and art and something to do with the oncoming season of fall and some of the flowers that are involved. I think a lot of the time when we talk about fall and the changing seasons, we think more about the leaves and the changing colors of those, but it sounds like there's also a lot to do with fall flowers.
Yep. Exactly. And well, we've all seen that the chrysanthemums are coming out now. And Dr. David Gaffner is an experienced horticulturalist and florist from Escanaba. And he has done a lot of national work, but he's really fun and he makes it easy. He makes it comfortable. He shows you some of his stuff and with encouraging remarks helps you craft your own. We're offering this via Zoom as well as in the studio, so you can be anywhere and do this. But it's really fun, and I mention it because it's October 2nd, but this class fills up pretty quickly. So I want people to be aware of it, and it's really special and fun and engaging.
Wonderful. Sue Roll is the executive director and leader of special projects at the Boniface Arts Center. How can people get involved and how can people maybe sign up for some of these events?
The easy thing is give us a call at 906-786-3833. And we'll get you all squared away. Or you can go online. We have our website, bonifacearts.org, and you can see what's going on when, as well as connecting with several of the blog spots, which is where Ron Rademacher's videos are, if you want to get a sneak peek at some of the things he does. But that's a great way to get in touch with us.
Sue Roll with the Boniface Arts Center giving us some great things to add to our in-person calendars and also our Zoom calendars as we move through September and into October. Sue, thank you so much for talking with us today.
You bet, Kurt. Thank you.